This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tens of thousands of people flooded the heart of the Belarus capital of Minsk on Friday in a show of anger over a brutal police crackdown this week on peaceful protesters that followed a disputed election. The demonstrations came as authorities sought to ease rising public fury by freeing at least 2,000 people who were jailed after earlier demonstrations. Factory workers marched across the city shouting, "Go away," in a call for authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko to resign after 26 years of iron-fisted rule that was extended in an election Sunday that protesters denounced as rigged. Friday's crowds grew to more than 20,000. The president, alleging a foreign-backed plot to destabilize the country, has dismissed the demonstrators as criminals and unemployed. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday that Iran is the world's leading promoter of terrorism and must not be allowed to buy or sell weapons with other countries.
We ask nations to urge the U.N. Security Council to renew the arms embargo on Tehran. We can't allow the world's biggest state sponsor of terrorism to buy and sell weapons. I mean, that's just nuts.
Pompeo's remarks came before a UN vote on whether to extend the Iranian arms embargo. The secretary's remarks came after he met with the International Atomic Energy Agency director, Rafael Grossi, and before a UN Security Council vote in New York on a U.S. resolution to indefinitely extend the arms embargo on Iran. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.